Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
So 31 minutes after 7 a.m. is where we're at this morning, and of course we are moving along to our next feature. Now the legal battle over the Philippi horticultural area will commence today in the Western Cape High Court. The PHA Food and Farming Campaign will be arguing for the preservation of a key piece of agricultural land in the city's jurisdiction that is under threat from proposed developments and developers. But of course, joining us online this morning to tell us a bit more is Susanna Coleman, PHA Food and Farming Campaign volunteer as well as treasurer. Susanna, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, thank you.
Of course, a pretty stressful morning. Of course, we see the legal battle that will be in the Western Cape High Court this morning. Paint a picture for us in terms of how is everyone feeling this morning. We saw comments from Nazir Sunday just yesterday, not feeling the greatest. Of course, very anxious ahead of the court appearance today.
Well, thank you for that. We filed the case about 2 years ago, and it's been a very stressful journey all the way through. We've been brought here by the great blessings of people who've contributed and undertaken to take on our case on contingency. But it remains a bit of a David and Goliath battle, and I think that's what the anxiety is based on, is that we've got an advocate. And we're going up in court against two developers, and the province and the city have seen fit to oppose us in court as well, which we are concerned about. We've done our best to convey to them that this is a battle best fought out between the developer and the community, and it shouldn't be that they are bringing legal teams along to oppose us in court using the rates and taxes that you and I as taxpayers contribute.
Absolutely. Now, of course, you know, when looking at the case, we understand it is the first against these various developments. We understand it's five different developments, which when combined would eliminate a third of the PHA's remaining 3,000 hectares of urban farmland. What exactly does this mean? How will it, you know, sort of contribute towards the degeneration of those who use the PHA as a means of living, so to speak?
Well, let's bring it home to your listeners. Agricultural land is an abstract concept, but let's talk about the food on your plate and whether you can afford to buy vegetables. And this city imports pretty much most of its food. If there's a fuel crisis, we run out of food in a week. And we all know that there's global warming taking place, and that cities across the world are setting themselves up to be much more sustainable and providing their own food. And so this is absolutely, the PHA is absolutely irreplaceable. It's a jewel in the world. There are hardly any cities in the world that have got 3,000 hectares of agricultural land that provides up to 50% of the vegetables on your plate every day.
Now, Susanna, we also know, you know, that there have been several studies, you know, that have highlighted the benefits of the PHA. You know, have these developers as well as developments, the City of Cape Town, looked into these studies that have been conducted in terms of the benefits of the PHA? We understand the land is sitting upon an aquifer as well. You know, how does this all contribute towards the decision making, so to speak?
Well, we would have hoped that it would have contributed to the decision-making, but it seems that there was a different force at play here where a rational decision-making process could not prevail. And so this is why we have to take it before a judge. And you're right. There are eight different studies which all say protect and manage the PHA. And I don't think that we've hardly ever come across a city or a provincial official who works in the nuts and bolts of administering governance in the Western Cape who agrees that the PHA should be paved over. So we really don't understand what's behind the idea that this must go ahead, because, you know, there's 10,000 hectares of developable land for housing much, much closer to the city, and there's no need to delete the area which provides food to a city of 4 million people.
What seems to be, you know, some of the underlying reasons why these developments or developers and developments are so vested in this particular piece of land?
Well, there's an incredible profit quotient. So if you take a piece of agricultural land and you buy it for 200,000 rand a hectare, you can then sell it once it becomes urban land. You can either sell it for 2.5 million for the same hectare, or you can put 40,000 houses over most of it, build 10 times the size of Century City on top of it. And the illusion is that that's economic development, but that's a consumption model of economics, which is not sustainable in the long run. You know, we have countries all over the world like Spain where the whole of their coastline is paved over with duplexes that look out over the seaside, and those duplexes are all empty. And this is what we're going to end up with. We're going to have 40,000 kitchens that are empty, and we're going to have two giant supermarkets that don't have vegetables in them. Mm. And this apparently is economic development. We'd rather have 24,000 people with long-term jobs and 240,000 related jobs. The numbers have been crunched. The Indago study was very clear about the economic value of the PHA as a fully farmed area. It has a potential for more than billions of rand of turnover per year.
Sure. Now, Susanna, in terms of the decision-making, who exactly are the decision-makers? I mean, we speak about the city of Cape Town. We speak about these developers. But where does the Department of Agriculture come into play in all of this?
Well, you have the Provincial Department of Agriculture and you have the National Department of Agriculture. Mm. The National Department of Agriculture said no to these developments all three times, the three big developments that are running. The National Department appealed against the EIA being granted. The Provincial Department of Agriculture has written kind of routine letters which say, please take note. Well, some of them, in fact, the input, and it's in our papers, the input from the Provincial Department of Agriculture has flip-flopped over the years. Sometimes they'll persuade the incumbent that it's permissible, and other times they've changed their mind and said they do not agree. So the first decisions on this first development were mainly made by Anton Bedell and yes. Dan Plato when he was the mayor the first time. And in fact, under Mayor Plato in 2009, a full city council turned down this Oakland City development.
All right. And then finally, what will be the proceedings for today? We understand it is going to be in court over today as well as tomorrow. What is the process going forward?
Well, we all convene in court at 10 o'clock. We've asked for a bigger court so that anybody who's interested in coming to listen can fit in. There seems to be going to be a case within a case this morning because the province and the city are seeking to strike out a fair degree of the evidence that we've put in about day zero and the fact that what they were warned about before they made the decisions have actually come to pass. So they would like that not to be in the record for the judge to consider, but we believe that the judge will be able to decide what's relevant and what's not relevant.
All right. Susanna, any final comment from yourself this morning?
Well, thank you for the support from the citizens of the City of Cape Town. We all, as citizens, need to ask for accountable decision-making, and this is one of the models that one can use.
All right. Well, Susanna Coleman, we thank you for your time. We certainly look forward to the updates as well as feedback as the case follows through. Thank you so much. And that was PHA Food and Farming Campaign Volunteer and Treasurer Susanna Coleman speaking to us this morning.